A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away from Hollywood, future movie star Harrison Ford was coming of age in Wisconsin. He went to college here, discovered his love of performing, and got his first professional acting job. He also met and married his first wife. Perhaps most significantly, Ford developed his roguish reputation in the Badger State. That act came in handy for his breakthrough performance as Han Solo in 1977's Star Wars.
Let's get one thing straight. I take orders from just one person, me.
Harry Ford entered Ripon College in 1960 as a C student from the Chicago suburbs. He had no particular goals in college, so he drifted for 4 years. He signed up for ROTC, but left after refusing to cut his hair. He hustled money playing pool and lost interest in his philosophy major. By second semester of his senior year, he'd become thoroughly disrespectable, flunking out. Then a miracle occurred in central Wisconsin. Ford decided to take a theater class during his last quarter despite a bad case of stage fright. He donned a fake mustache and starred in The Skin of Our Teeth in Ripon's Red Barn Theater.
Oh, no, we're skipping this scene. Thanks.
By the end of the term, Harrison scarcely cared that he wouldn't graduate due to bad grades. He had found his calling, or so he thought. That summer, he decided to test the waters in his first professional acting job in Williams Bay. The Wisconsin Village had its own summer stock repertory company, the Belfry Players. Ford signed on as a resident actor, a low-paying gig that also required him to help out with carpentry. At the start of the summer season, Ford drove to Mequon to wed his college girlfriend, Mary Marquardt. Rather than go on a honeymoon, they headed back to Williams Bay so he could perform that night in Take Her, She's Mine. Mary got a job working in the Belfry Players box office, and the two lived together in a dormitory adjoining the theater.
Are you sure some of the other fellas don't want to come along?
Ford appeared in 6 plays. He occasionally flubbed lines and made a fool of himself.
I feel better already.
Still, he felt himself maturing as an actor. At the end of the summer, he and Mary packed up their old Volkswagen so Ford could try his luck in Hollywood. It took a little while, but he did indeed get lucky there. He scored huge hits with Star Wars and the Indiana Jones series.
Good afternoon, Dr. Jones.
He became the highest-grossing movie star of all time.
I ought to kill you right now.
Not a very private place for a murder.
In 1985, Ford was offered a more humble recognition, an honorary degree from Ripon. He declined, passing up the chance to finally become respectable in the state of Wisconsin. I guess you'd expect nothing less of Han Solo.